Hi, you're listening to the PacificPelican.us podcast with me, Daniel J. McKeown. This is the podcast recorded May 16th, 2010. It's episode number one, and it stars the beautiful and talented Jessica McKeown. So, welcome to the PacificPelican.us podcast, episode one. Jessica, it's you're the best possible guest that I could have booked for a debut episode and a show that we'll discuss the current state of the web, because as our viewers and listeners probably know, Jessica has worked at technology companies, including CNET, GamePro. She knows a lot about technology. She's worked in different fields, and she's been on the web. So she's gonna have to tell us about the direction of the web, because as at PacificPelican.us, we have a very small website, but that's obviously going to be our focus, the online space. So welcome, Jessica, and thanks for being on our UGCast.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk about technology and the web and where it's going and how we can help people stay connected in a meaningful way.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, I know that there's a very broad area that that you've worked in and you know about, but on my mind at this instant is the area of online photo management, because I have been archiving my photos on PacificPelican.us. I used a lot of embeds. The PacificPelican.us started in 2007, right in the middle of the Web 2.0 era, and I used a lot of embeds on services, including Webshots and Flickr, and I've been going through and, you know, archiving the photos so that they still link to the photo that's embedded, but the actual photo is stored on PacificPelican.us on my own server, so, you know, kind of future-proofing the site and localizing it. And that's been kind of my goal. And when I hear all this stuff about Facebook lately and people being paranoid about their stuff going on, and one thing I always say is that I don't put any of my data on there. I don't upload photos right to it. I might link to them on there, that kind of thing. But of course, like, where do you see the online photo sharing going? Because, like, I try to recommend everyone I can, like, to do, like, what we do a lot, to put them on our own website. But that's not maybe for everybody. So basically, you know, you're in touch with a lot of, you know, users out there. Where are people going in terms of sharing their data? Photos, but of course data more broadly.
So I think, you know, the privacy concerns of Facebook have really raised an opportunity to talk to current users of the internet and their data, and really having them easily start with their own site and then use really great tools that work with your site that you can go to Facebook or Twitter or the next big thing. Because as we know, and I love to use MySpace as an example, nobody thought they could beat MySpace. Then came Facebook.
Yeah.
Twitter came out of nowhere. And now there's all these applications, and, you know, like, they've got four different kinds of global check-in services, you know, Gowalla,
yeah,
and Foursquare, right?
Right.
So, I mean, people are going to, you know, Google, what do they call it? Buzz. I don't like the name, but, I mean,
yeah,
they may give that a better try. They may have just implemented it. They might be rolling things out. You know, I don't know what their deal is.
I've heard they use more existing web protocols, but I guess I've heard a lot of different things about that. Of course, people were unhappy that they were automatically opted in, but now you can turn it off. And do you see that? Do you see? Because every, you're right. Like, Facebook may look invulnerable, but MySpace looked like the clear leader just a few years ago. So do you think something like Google Buzz is gonna become, you know, the solution for a lot of people? Because there are it's anecdotal, but it's growing. There's a lot of people getting off Facebook, deleting their accounts, or at least deactivating them. And are people going to go to one of those solutions that's something like status.net, where they have their own page, but it's federated with a larger update service, because that's kind of like the open source alternative to Twitter. Like Identica is the site that runs it. There's a lot of buzz about people starting a kind of federated social network of Facebook. And then of course there's the WordPress plugin BuddyPress, which I haven't used, but I guess a lot of people are talking about using for their social network.
So I think, like, regardless of whatever starts, it kind of goes back to the original point, which is your data needs to start with you and end with you.
Yeah.
So what is going on with all these privacy concerns is people are trying to realize, like, hey, you know, they're not respecting things. It's hard to find things. It's hard to change things, you know. The next sort of wave is that people start with their content. They'll upload their photos to their own place, and then from there, they'll pick where they want to share them, who they want to share them with, on what, you know, I want to share these on Facebook, these ones on Twitter, these ones, you know, I want to email, whatever it is, these ones I want to send to mobile phone. And it has to be mobile. You know, you can't rely on the desktop anymore.
Yeah.
Mobile is going to have its next revolution.
Okay.
They're not phones anymore. They're mini computers, and that's really what they are. And people are beginning to be able to want to do things wherever they are. They don't want to stop. They don't want to have to be tied down. They want to be able to do things and share things and share those experiences. And that's where it comes in important for photos, is you want to be able to take something and share it. Quality is not, you know, a big deal. There are different sites for that, but in terms of kind of stuff that Facebook is doing, why they're the number one photo sharing site and not Flickr, is because it's people sharing photos of people they know and they care about, and there's that instant connection. Then the next layer is people have a connection to the photos and the art of the photo and the beauty of the photo, the nature, you know, the saying, whatever it is, whatever it reminds you of. But it's harder because there's so many more of those.
There's more of a network effect on Facebook because it's bigger than Flickr. And you know, that's very interesting. You're talking about the mobile space. So, you know, a lot of websites are scrambling to update to be able to be seen on an iPhone or a Droid or an iPad or of course, all those things. And, like, I guess I've tried to make the sites, you know, we have on PacificPelican.us and SF3AM.com, like, readable to mobile by having a simple and clean enough design on all the pages wherever we can, that a good enough mobile browser, and we use Mobile Safari because we have iPod touches, you know, we know, like, you can see most well-designed pages fairly well, and you can pinch to zoom, and I don't know, the mobile Opera does give another angle. Of course it has its limitations. But what do you think of that very tangentially?
You absolutely must be mobile in today's space. You know, when your customer is thinking about you, boom, they have that resource in their pocket and they want to look you up and they want to find something out about you, whatever it is. You know, whatever you're offering them on your mobile site, which again has to be about service. You know, like, what kind of stuff are people connecting for you on mobile? You know, think about that. Think about, don't put a lot of stuff on there that you don't need. You know, like, I'm not saying downsize the website, but, like, you know, think about mobile and think about the device when you're building what you think people want out of your mobile, you know, app or mobile device or mobile connection, you know?
Yeah, I guess I really, that my biggest concern with this, I think the iPad looks like a very cool device, and I had that iPod Touch first generation that you got me, and then I used that for a long time, and I have that iPod Touch second generation now, and I really like the platform, but I got to admit, the more of our computing we move onto those platforms, the less freedom we have, because let's say we just go from an Apple device, like your MacBook Air, to an iPad, you have a lot less freedom to install different programs. Of course, everything has to go through the App Store. I mean, of course, there's jailbreak, but I mean, for the mainstream user, that doesn't jailbreak. And I'm not, and by that I mean the both of those conditions being at the same time, because I know a lot of people, mainstream users, you consider do jailbreak. But what I mean is, you know, a lot there isn't the freedom really, you know, officially to run nearly as much, because I know Apple, right? We run a lot of free software programs on the Apple desktop. Do you think that's going to change kind of like the feel of computing, like the, you know, the way people interact? It's going to be more of a client service and less of a, you know, something that people are think of that they're going to hack?
I really hope it doesn't get closed off. I don't think it's any good.
Well, like the iPhone OS is closed
yeah,
off, and that's a fact. And you're saying everything's going to mobile. So I'm just saying, like it's hard. You know, you can't upload as easily photos. For example, I want to upload right onto our website. You know, at pics.sf3am.com. We have a gallery, but that tends to rely on the file system. When you have your own app, you know, to just pull the files from the file system onto the web page and. Something like an iPad, you don't get access to the file system. I haven't worked out how I'd really be able to upload right to that, you know, with the iPad.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard that it's not good about doing that. It's better for getting information downloaded to it, you know?
What people were saying about it being more of a content consumption device than a content creation device.
Yeah.
But because it has that camera attachment, that that cord that you get for an SD card or a USB camera attachment.
Well, your dad will have one soon, so we'll know.
Yeah, I that's his bonus for clicking around the website and finding the Oddcast before he actually receives the iPad. But, all right, well, it's been an excellent discussion, and thanks so much for being with us on the first Pacific Pelican.us podcast. We hope that we'll have, another appearance soon. Of course, you've done an excellent job executive producing the Pacific Pelican.us podcast. So if you want to see Jessica, you can just go to the podcast, and that's the video one.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much.
Bye.
You're listening to the Pacific Pelican.us podcast. You can find the episodes online at pacificpelican.us/podcast.
PACIFIC PELICAN.US/OGGCAST